Welcome back. We are here to learn today about the rededication of a museum preserving the history of the former South Weymouth Naval Air Station from Mark Fortegio of the ANA Patriot Squadron. So we've got a lot to learn about the air base and about the squadron and about Mark. So welcome, Mr. Fortegio.
Good to see you. Thank you, Joe. Thank you for having me here.
It's a pleasure. You know, when I first read about and heard about this museum rededication, first of all, ashamed to admit, I didn't know there was a museum in the first place dedicated to the old air station. Didn't know it closed in 2017.
That's correct, yeah.
And didn't know that it was in a new location and reopened.
Yeah, well, we're back in operation now. Yeah. And in fact, we had a grand reopening ceremony about two Saturdays ago. And tomorrow, oddly enough, will be the first regular opening day for the museum.
Okay, very good. So give us a little history lesson, if you can, about the air station itself.
Sure.
Has been closed. Actually, I was there the day it closed,
yeah,
believe it or not.
I was there too.
1997,
yeah.
A sad occasion.
Yeah.
And then about the development of this museum.
Sure. Well, Naval Air Station South Weymouth was established during the Second World War as an airship base. And the base during the war hosted airships that patrolled the coastal waters off of New England and protected coastal shipping from marauding German submarines. And during the post-war era, it became the headquarters of the Naval Air Reserve in New England. And the Quincy connection is that there was a major naval air station in Quincy, a very historic base. It's actually where the Naval Air Reserve started, called NAS Squantum. Hmm. And it was located on the site of what's Marina Bay today. Mm-hmm. And they decided to close Naval Air Station Squantum in 1954, okay, and they transferred the Naval and Marine Air Reserve activity from Squantum to South Weymouth. And Naval Air Station South Weymouth was the home of the Naval Air and the Marine Air Reserve in New England up until they decided to close it in 1997. And when the base was closed, there were a lot of people involved in the base closure,
yes,
that had also previously been involved in the closure of NAS Squantum in Quincy. And they didn't want to see South Weymouth forgotten largely the way that Squantum has been forgotten.
Yeah.
You know, during the redevelopment effort, the base was basically obliterated. Mm-hmm. There's very little, if anything, there to remind anybody there was an important naval air station there. Hmm. So they inserted a provision in the BRAC law, the Base Realignment and Closure Commission law, that mandated the closure of South Weymouth to obligate the master developer of the property to provide a venue in perpetuity for a military heritage museum, provided, of course, that there was a team of volunteers to attend it. So the local Boston area chapter of the Association of Naval Aviation, the Patriot Squadron, stepped in to provide the volunteers. And we have a museum now called the Shea Naval Aviation Museum that is dedicated to preserving the history and heritage of NAS South Weymouth and NAS Squantum.
Okay. When did the first museum open, Mark?
It opened about 2010.
Okay.
And it used to be in what was the base gymnasium.
Okay.
And in 2017, we were asked by the then master developer to vacate the premises temporarily.
Okay.
So that the old base gymnasium could be renovated and returned to its former purpose as a gymnasium. And things happened on the base, and there were problems with the master developer, and we kind of went into limbo. We had our collection in storage, and in recent months, we signed an agreement with the Southfield Redevelopment Authority, a quasi-governmental agency that oversees the project, to lease a building on the old base.
Okay.
And since last November, Patriot Squadron members have been working at the museum building on Saturday mornings, fixing it up and renovating and getting it ready. And
volunteering, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And, you know, 2 weeks ago we had a grand reopening in conjunction with activities at the park, the Shea Memorial Grove Park, and now we're open for business. And the museum is open right now on the second and last Saturdays of the month, limited hours, 9 a.m. to noon, free of charge, all are welcome, and we'll expand that in the future if volunteers can be found to help tend it
with
us.
All right. So reach out if folks are interested.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, we're always looking for volunteers to help out with the museum and with the other things that we do.
Okay. All right. So it took quite a while then for the first museum to open from when the base closed, right? 97 to 2010.
It did, and it's a long story. Yeah. I mean, basically what happened here is that the development on the property has proceeded very, very slowly.
There's been, it was going to be a mall at one point.
Yeah.
And then it was going to be a major
housing
development. Right.
It's been in constant flux.
Yeah.
Things have kind of stabilized, but for the longest time there was no development.
Right.
So because there was no development, there could be no museum.
It needed to be cleaned up. There was,
right,
was a Superfund
right.
site, as I recall. Yeah.
And the venue that we originally had the museum in, the old base gymnasium,
yeah.
was never intended to be the museum.
Right.
It was just supposed to be a storage area,
sure.
for stuff that we collected and a meeting place for Patriot Squadron,
okay.
members. And around 2010, we figured, well, it could take a while for the developers to, provide a building for
yeah.
us. Let's try to organize the collection as best we can.
We're already
the space
here,
we
right?
have. Yeah, yeah. Okay. And we opened that up as a temporary museum.
Gotcha.
It was never supposed to be permanent.
Okay. It lasted 7 years.
It did. It did. It lasted for 7 years. But now we've got a building that's basically dedicated for that purpose.
Okay. And so is it better?
In many ways, it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's different. I wouldn't necessarily say that it's better,
okay.
but it's different.
All right.
We're proud of it.
Little video, actually, we can show folks.
Sure.
Of the current museum.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Just to give them an idea for what it looks like. And here's the iconic entrance, right?
Yeah. The A-4B. Yeah. Yeah. Which was an aircraft that was actually at the base.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is, it was news to me that this is a real aircraft.
It is. A lot of people approach me and say, that's a model, right? I said, no, it's not a model. That's a real plane that was based at South Weymouth in the mid to late 60s.
And this is the Shea Memorial Park.
That's the Shea Memorial Grove Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It serves a number of purposes.
Yep.
It's, first and foremost, it serves as a tangible reminder of the base, and, it honors everybody who was either assigned there or worked there. It also honors local Medal of Honor recipients, the highest military award that the nation can give. And it also honors a Quincy military hero of World War II, Commander John J. Shea.
Yeah.
Who was tragically killed in action when the USS Wasp was sunk in the Pacific in 1942.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the actual name of the museum is Shea Naval Aviation
Yes,
Museum.
Yes, to honor Commander John J. Shea.
Okay.
Yep.
Any of his family?
Yes, we have a number of members of the Shea family who are members of the ANA Patriot Squadron.
Yes.
In fact, a Shea granddaughter sung the national anthem at the recent rededication ceremony for the Shea Memorial Grove.
Oh, nice.
And the reopening ceremony for
yes.
the museum.
Yeah, let's talk about that ceremony if we
sure.
can, because you had a Vice Admiral retired.
Vice Admiral Wally Massenburg.
Yeah.
He's our membership director.
Oh, okay.
He's a member of the Patriot Squadron, a very impressive guy, and he's very involved with the group, and he was our keynote speaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the former, current mayor, soon to be former mayor, attended as well, right?
He wasn't there, but there were other local politicians
okay.
were in attendance.
All right. So what does this mean for you personally, Mark, to have this?
What does it mean for me personally? Well, I was a Navy veteran,
yep.
and I was a kid who spent his teenage years growing up in Hanover, and I was a kid who just was fascinated by aviation, particularly military aviation. I was obsessed with building model airplanes and things like that. And I spent a lot of time as a child riding my bicycle to Union Street in Rockland, which overlooks the base.
Mm-hmm.
And I would spend hours, especially in the summer, watching the planes take off and land at South Weymouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I always dreamed, as kids do, that one day I would be doing that. Like everyone dreams of being an astronaut or a fireman or
mm-hmm.
whatever, but the difference between me and them is I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually joined the Navy, became a naval air crewman, and unfortunately during the base's final years, it was my privilege to fly out of there as a tactical crew member on Lockheed P-3 Orions mm-hmm. with Patrol Squadron 92. So I was actually flew one of the last aircraft off the base during the summer of 1996 before they shut down the airfield. And I'd always been interested in history, and I wanted to personally to make sure that, you know, NAS South Weymouth was not forgotten, because it was such a big part of my life, my childhood and my adult life, my Navy career. Spent 20 years in the Navy, in Navy Reserve. I actually wrote a book about the base, and I wrote a book about NAS Squantum as well. And when I found out that there was an organization that was trying to establish a military heritage museum at Union Point, you know, the site of NAS South Weymouth, I was all in.
That would be the ANA Patriot
That's
Squadron.
That's the ANA Patriot Squadron,
which
yes.
Is what?
It's the Boston chapter of a national group called the Association of Naval Aviation.
Okay.
And we're a 501c3 nonprofit educational corporation. The national group is dedicated to educating people and supporting naval aviation. The local group is dedicated to preserving the history and heritage of NAS South Weymouth and its Quincy predecessor, NAS Squantum.
Okay, all right. This is open to the public, yes?
Absolutely, it's open to the public. It's open to all, and it's free of charge.
How do folks get there? I mean, logistically?
Yeah, the museum is located in a small white building. It's, it's actually one of the few remaining military buildings that's still serviceable on the old base. It's located directly behind the soccer fields at the so-called Union Point Sports Complex at Union Point.
Okay.
So if you get to the Union Point Sports Complex, take a left into the soccer field parking lot, drive as far as you can, and it's a little white building that's located as far as you can go. You can't miss it.
All right. Okay. You know, what is actually the whole base turned into? It's a kind of a mixed use right now, right?
Their vision for for Union Point, and it's yet to be fully realized, is they want it to be something like Marina Bay.
Okay.
It'll end up being a large condominium community, but I guess the major difference between the vision for Marina Bay and Union Point, other than the lack of the ocean,
no water,
is that they envision it as being kind of a mixed-use community.
Okay.
There'll be a combination of you know, residential, commercial, industrial. It'll be a place where you can live, shop, and work. That's the concept.
That's the concept.
I think they call it a smart city.
There was, I remember talk years ago of creating a special exit off Route 3 just to go to the base property that never really materialized.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of things that haven't been, haven't materialized
exactly.
yet. But things will happen at the old base. You watch and see.
Curious, what have you heard from you know, former veterans who served at the base about the museum?
Well, they're quite enthusiastic about it. I mean, I'm trying to remember the date from two Saturdays ago.
When it was Flag Day, actually.
It was Flag 14th. Day, that's
yes.
right, June 14th. Oh my God, I should know that, I'm embarrassed. But anyways, June 14th, as you may remember, was not the greatest of days. It rained all day.
Yes.
And despite the rain, we had over 150 people turn out.
That's pretty good.
Outside.
Yeah.
For the rededication of the repainted aircraft and the restored signs at the park, and most of those people, you know, showed up at the reopening ceremony for the museum.
That's great.
So yeah, there's a lot of enthusiasm, not just from veterans, but from people in the area.
Is that right?
I ran into so many people who don't even know that there was a naval air station at South Weymouth. But, you know, then again, it has been over a quarter of a century ago since the base
30
was
years,
gone. Yeah. But it's important that it not be forgotten. The base was a very important part of the local community.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Patriot Squadron, the museum are here to make sure that it's not forgotten.
Yeah, well, I mean, not only veterans, but civilians as well. I mean,
civilian workers, sure.
It also touched, it encompasses three communities.
Yeah, Rockland, Abington, and Weymouth.
Right.
And a little teeny tiny piece of Hingham, believe it or not.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know, going beyond the civilian workers and the veterans, you know, there were millions and millions of people over the years that went to the air shows.
Sure.
And the air shows were a big part of the local community too.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me about your collection. A little bit about some of the items that you're most proud of.
Most proud of? Well, it's really hard to say.
Yeah.
I mean, we have all kinds of things. There's lots of photographs of the base and, you know, squadron insignia plaques and squadron patches and uniforms and model aircraft. And, you know, the collection is, it grows every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's probably not a week that goes by when someone doesn't reach out to the Patriot Squadron and, hey, I have this photograph.
I was just going to ask, yeah.
Hey, I have this little item that I picked up at an air show, whatever. Would you like it for the museum?
Yeah.
And we say, sure.
Okay.
In fact, there was a gentleman that reached out to me a couple of weeks ago from Florida, believe it or not. And he had been an employee on the base during his final years. And like a lot of people do, he retired down south. And when they closed the base, he went and he recovered enormous brass set of naval aviator wings.
Oh.
And he said, you know, I have no use for this thing, but it really shouldn't be thrown away.
Right.
And I know that there's a group that's thinking about setting up a museum. I'm going to save it. He's been holding that thing since the base closed.
Wow.
And when he found out through a friend that we were reopening the museum, he figured this is the time to pass it on.
Okay.
And he mailed it to me, and it was this enormous box, which I had a difficult time lifting.
Okay.
And that's one of the things that we have at the museum.
Okay, so I was going to ask if folks have items you'd be interested
yes,
in.
Yes, oh, absolutely. Okay. We're interested in anything associated with NAS South Weymouth and NAS Squantum.
Yep. Okay. Volunteer opportunities?
Plenty of volunteer opportunities. We need people to help us run the museum.
Mm-hmm.
And to do all the other things that we do. You know, we helped tend the Shea Memorial Grove Park. You know, we recently raised about $24,000 to have the A4 Skyhawk jet at the center of the park repainted. And, you know, through the help of students from the Weymouth Middle School, we had the large blue and gold wooden signs around the park restored and replaced. So we need help to tend the museum and to do things like, you know, tending the park.
Okay, so, I mean, for those students then, that was an education as well, right?
It certainly
was.
Talking
about folks who didn't know there was an air station.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And they're just a great bunch of kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were at the rededication ceremony.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So part of the mission, it sounds like, is education, not only
absolutely.
Preservation, but
absolutely.
Education.
Absolutely, education. Education in naval aviation and in local military history.
Yeah. It's a family affair for you personally, too, right?
It is. My wife, Faith, who's in the studio with us,
yes.
but not on camera. She was in the Navy Reserve with me as well.
Mm-hmm.
We were both in Patrol Squadron 92 at South Weymouth.
Well, thank you both for your service.
Yeah, and we're both members of the Patriot Squadron and help with the museum.
Okay. For folks, Mark, who'd like to learn more or to help out or to volunteer
yeah, we
to donate?
Yeah, we have a website.
Okay.
We have a website, www.anapatriotsquadron.org or .com. Both will work.
Okay.
And you can check out the ANA Patriot Squadron on Facebook. We
okay.
have an ANA Patriot Squadron group. And anybody who's interested in generally speaking in NAS South Weymouth, there's a NAS South Weymouth alumni group on Facebook as well.
Oh, okay. And email you as well, inquiries@anapatriotsquadron.org.
Yes, and that'll get to me. I'm the public affairs officer for the group.
Chief cook and bottle washer.
I'm the chief cook and bottle washer, yeah.
Really appreciate the opportunity to meet you and Faith and to learn about the museum.
Sure. Thank you for having me here. And again, I want to invite everybody out in the audience here to come visit the museum on the second and last Saturday of the month, 9 a.m. to noon. Tomorrow,
yes.
That's right.
All right. Thanks again, Mark.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.